Most good jobs require training beyond high school or a GED, and the state of Alaska is offering a program that helps people get that training. From member station KNBA, Jocelyn Estes has more.
So did we get it fixed?
One of the 23 trucks at R&L Trucking is down. The hydraulic system that lifts the load on the trailer isn't working, while apprentice Sean Foley uses a wrench to disengage connections between the tractor and the trailer. Operations manager Cal Watts says there are always trucks in for repair or maintenance, and Foley is learning how to become a journeyman diesel mechanic by working on them.
For example, a truck will come in. We have this one here. It's got an injector problem. Okay. So Sean will work with the journeyman to take care of the injector problem, and then it'll go out. And I got another truck that's got a radiator problem. He's dealing with that, the cooling system issues. And with a working trucking company, you never know what's going to come in the door.
To become a journeyman diesel mechanic, Foley needs 4 years of on-the-job training plus 144 hours of classes. The state paid for his first year of training at the Alaska Institute of Technology in Seward, and he's paying for the other 3 years of classroom training.
I do homework every night, and I pay to go down to a school down at Avtech, and I'm learning more of the theory instead of just being a parts changer.
Foley had helped out at his stepfather's shop earlier, so was able to earn $12 an hour when he started at R&L as a greaser, oiler, and gopher. His pay is now up to $18 an hour, which Foley says is good for his age. He's 21, and a journeyman diesel mechanic can make as much as $35 an hour. Plus, because diesel engines power everything from trucks and bulldozers to compressors and generators, there's usually a steady demand for diesel mechanics, even with unemployment in Alaska at almost 8%. Foley recommends apprenticeships to people willing to put in the effort.
I think it's a great program for anybody to get into. You got to be dedicated to the program. It's hard work. It's not easy. You got to do all the schoolwork. They don't pay you to do the schoolwork. They don't pay you to go, and they don't pay you to mess up.
Apprenticeships do work for many people, says Mary Rodman Lopez. She's the statewide apprenticeship program coordinator with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. Rodman says 40 Alaska employers now offer apprenticeships for more than 90 jobs.
Anywhere from acoustical carpenter, airframe power plant operator, the certified nurse assistant program, dental assistant, dispensing optician, which is the person that actually makes the glasses.
Some of those jobs are or will be in high demand. The state predicts an increase of more than 40% in demand for medical assistants. Rodman Lopez says more than 50 people have begun apprenticeships to become core drillers, people who take core samples in the mining and oil and gas industries.
Most of those were located out of the Kotzebue, Bethel, and interior Fairbanks area.
Employers can write off 25% to 40% of the salaries of people in target groups. Those include people receiving temporary assistance, Social Security, or food stamps, veterans, ex-felons, Alaska Natives living in Metlakatla or in the Yukon-Kuskokwim region, and people in vocational rehabilitation. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jocelyn Estes.